The second pillar of Islam is what we refer to in Arabic as Salah. And this is the prayers. There are five daily prayers that every Muslim, male or female, who is an adult, must do. And these prayers are a connection and link between us and God. Once we believe in Allah and we want to commit to worshiping Him and living in a way that's pleasing to Him, then we must establish the prayers in our life, because this is our opportunity to pray to God, to ask Him for guidance, to ask Him for forgiveness, to repent to Him, to ask Him for all the good things and the blessings that we want in this life, and more importantly, in the hereafter. The prayer is also a physical prayer in which we bow and we prostrate and we stand humbly before God, and we submit ourselves physically, mentally, and spiritually to Allah. We pray in a congregation many times, so it strengthens the brotherhood between brothers and sisters, and we pray all in the same way, in the same language, facing all in the same direction towards Mecca, and this is something which unifies Muslims all over the world. Many will say, praying five times a day seems like too much. How is it even possible that I will be able to do that in my life? I pray once a year, I pray once a month, once a week. But how can I pray daily and five times a day? We will say it is possible and it is necessary. Just like our body needs to be nourished, so too our soul and our spirit needs to be nourished. And prayer is a nourishment for the soul. Prayer is a chance for us to remember our purpose in life, to stop all the hustle and bustle, all the work and the preoccupations with family and money and school and this and that, to stop all of that and just to focus on God and to renew our faith and to renew our determination to remain committed to God. Prayer should necessarily have a number of good spiritual and physical effects on a person. We find that prayer is something that should make us more God-conscious and more remembrant of Allah. If we remember Allah, then we will be less likely to commit sins. If we know that we have just stood before God an hour ago in prayer, and we will stand before Him again in another 2 or 3 hours, then it's not possible for a true believer to go out and commit sins. Allah says in the Quran, "Inna salata tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar." The prayer prevents the person from committing the evil and wicked actions. A believer is not someone who stood before God humbly and begging God for guidance and then goes and commits crimes. So every person should be their own policeman, should be refraining from committing any sins and any wrong against their fellow man, and they should be constantly striving to do good and to fulfill their obligations to God and to others. The prayer is something that is extremely important, and some people will say that it's too much of a time commitment. But the reality is that prayer takes 5 minutes or 10 minutes of your time, and those 5 daily prayers will end up taking less than an hour out of 24 hours. So it is a small sacrifice and commitment to make when we enjoy the blessings of God 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We believe that Allah deserves much more, and this is only a small sacrifice that we make for His sake. And Allah doesn't benefit from the prayers that we perform, nor will He be harmed when we don't perform those prayers. But rather, the prayers are for our own benefit, and the prayers will be to our own detriment when we don't perform them and we are negligent in performing them.